Adjunct professors are protesting all over the country about not being paid enough. As a result, the Service Employees International Union is working to draw attention to its Adjunct Action campaign. As Sarah Zahedi reports, adjuncts at Loyola Marymount University are hoping to unionize.
About three quarters of college instructors teach part-time. That's over 1 million teachers who make $27,000 or less per year on average. Most of these professors are adjuncts who are not eligible for tenure at colleges and universities. Thousands of these adjuncts are participating in SEIU's Adjunct Action campaign. Emily Halleck has been working as an adjunct at LMU and UCLA since the fall of 2013. She is a leader in this campaign. While Halleck says she has had a positive experience as an adjunct, many of the adjuncts she knows are struggling. But Halleck says students can also suffer as a result of lacking adjunct benefits.
Students suffer in the lack of continuity from semester to semester. You don't know if the professor you have in the fall will still be there in the spring to write you a recommendation letter if you need. And you can't kind of build the mentoring relationships with students that used to characterize, you know, a quality undergraduate experience.
Administrators say hiring more adjuncts than full-time professors allows universities to save money, since full-time professors make $70,000 to $160,000 per year. That helps keep tuition prices low for students. But Halleck says the Adjunct Action campaign is receiving support from many full-time tenured professors who want their adjunct colleagues to be able to share more work responsibilities.
Service and committee work that a tenured and tenure-track professor must do is something that adjuncts are not required to do and are not in many cases allowed to do.
LMU's administration is facing allegations that adjuncts are experiencing unfair labor practices. Because of this, LMU's adjuncts' attempts to unionize have been halted by the National Labor Relations Board until the allegations are resolved. While Halleck says many adjuncts are in support of unionizing, others might not want to speak out in fear of losing their jobs.
You're not going to want to make your situation even more precarious than you already feel it is when the administration has very publicly voiced their opposition to unionizing.
The National Labor Relations Board will investigate the allegations against LMU for the next 1 to 2 weeks. In the meantime, the Adjunct Action campaign encourages adjuncts to keep talking to their colleagues and increase awareness of the issue. Sarah Zahedi, Annenberg Radio News.